It's Tuesday, November 19, 2024.
There is no climate crisis.
Trump nominates climate science deniers and fossil fuel profiteers to head key agencies. Winters are warming up quickly across the U.S. Plus,
we don't have to choose between the environment and the economy.
President Biden offers hope for climate action, the first president ever to visit Brazil's rainforest.
All of those hopes and fears and more straight ahead. From BradBlog.com, I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
The question now is, which government will stand in the way and which will seize the enormous economic opportunity?
Oh, I know which one will stand in the way. I bet you do, too. This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, you have been very busy, unfortunately, over the past week or so, trying to keep up with all of Donald Trump's appointments meant to destroy the climate.
Yes, but we'll get to that in a moment. First, a new analysis warns that global carbon dioxide emissions from the burning of fossil fuels are set to reach new record highs in 2024. However, the rate of emissions growth is slowing, according to the Global Carbon Project.
Bending the curve?
Yes. Scientists say humanity must cut emissions by 40% by 2030 to have a chance at avoiding the worst impacts of man-made climate change in coming decades. The researchers also found that nature helpfully continues to absorb about half of humanity's emissions, but that the rate of carbon uptake in forests and other systems itself is slowing down.
Mm.
If it seems like winters are getting warmer in the U.S., you are right. According to a new study by nonprofit data firm Climate Central, winters are warming quickly across most of the lower 48 due to man-made climate change driven by the burning of fossil fuels.
Yay, golf all year round.
States with the fastest warming rates were Minnesota, Wisconsin, New York, Vermont, and Maine. Warmer winters are already impacting winter sports, the outdoor recreation tourism sector, and crucially, water supplies. In politics, Republican President-elect Donald Trump nominated a fracking executive, Chris Wright, a climate science denier who has no government experience, as his Secretary of Energy.
Chris Wrong.
The Department of Energy's primary focus is on managing the nation's nuclear weapons stockpile and cutting-edge energy research. The Biden Energy Department expanded clean energy innovation to address climate change, like solar, batteries, next-generation nuclear and advanced geothermal energy. But Chris Wright denies the reality of climate change and its accelerating deadly impact. Here's Wright in a post he made on social media.
There is no climate crisis, and we're not in the midst of an energy transition either.
As I said, Chris Wright, you're very, very wrong.
Trump also nominated North Dakota's Republican Governor Doug Burgum for Interior Secretary, where he is expected to reverse President Biden's focus on conservation and renewable energy policy. Burgum also will head up a brand new government entity that Trump says he will create to cut regulations across multiple agencies and fast-track fossil fuel extraction on the public's lands.
So, growing the government in order to shrink it.
As governor, however, Burgum did support wind and solar projects in his state alongside oil and gas.
That's good.
And he reportedly supports some of the clean energy subsidies that Trump is seeking to kill off that are driving major investments in red states.
Mm.
To head the Department of Transportation, which manages the nation's vast infrastructure, its aviation system, railroads, highways, and ports, and which has been key in modernizing our infrastructure for climate resilience, Trump nominated former Republican congressman and Fox News TV host Sean Duffy, who also has zero experience in government management.
Perfect.
President Biden in Brazil for the G20 summit on Sunday became the first sitting U.S. president to visit the Amazon rainforest to announce new U.S. investments in reforestation and to call attention to the dangers of climate change and the economic benefits of shifting to clean energy. Biden cited the manufacturing and jobs boom generated by his historic Inflation Reduction Act, and he echoed experts who say that while the clean energy transition in the U.S. U.S. may hit some speed bumps, it is now unstoppable.
We don't have to choose between the environment and the economy. We can do both. We've proven it back home. I will leave my successor and my country in a strong foundation to build on if they choose to do so. It's true, some may seek to deny or delay the clean energy revolution that's underway in America. But nobody, nobody can reverse it. Nobody.
We'll see. For much more on all of those stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. Find, follow, and share us planet-wide on the social medias at Green News Report. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
I'm unstoppable today.